A change in Vermont's Medicaid policy could soon deliver potentially life-saving treatment to many low-income patients with hepatitis C, but the reform will not come cheap. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, many patients still won't have access to the costly cure.
The antiviral drugs that cure hepatitis C can cost as much as $150,000 per patient. And those high costs led to a Medicaid policy in Vermont that restricts treatment only to patients with advanced liver scarring. But last week, the state's Drug Utilization Review Board voted to change the policy, and the drugs will now be available to people with liver damage scores of F2 or worse. The policy previously reserved treatment only for patients with scores of F3 and F4, which denote severe liver damage.
So a score of F2 indicates that the liver is beginning to scar, so there already is some damage occurring there, but it's less severe damage than Medicaid had required previously.
That's Julia Shaw, a policy analyst with the Office of the Healthcare Advocate at Vermont Legal Aid. Shaw's office had also been pushing the board to lift a requirement that patients be drug and alcohol free for 6 months prior to receiving treatment. Shaw says there's no medical evidence that even injection drug users suffer higher rates of reinfection than people who remain drug-free. The board agreed.
It was a really discriminatory requirement that wasn't based on medical evidence, so we're very happy with that result.
The Office of the Healthcare Advocate had called on the Drug Utilization Review Board to open up treatment for all hepatitis C patients, even those without any discernible liver damage.
We believe that all patients with hepatitis C should have access to this important cure, and we don't believe that reducing the fibrosis requirement to F2 goes far enough.
But that more extensive coverage would add as much as $25 million to the state Medicaid budget annually. And even under the less aggressive policy that the Drug Utilization Review Board did approve last Tuesday, Vermont could see Medicaid costs spike by $7 million a year. Stephen Costantino is the commissioner of the Department of Vermont Health Access. Costantino says he'll take steps to institute the reforms voted on by the board last week.
I believe the review was based on clinical evidence that the treatment has tremendous benefits for people in the F2 stage.
But Costantino's is addressing the fiscal impact on an already overstretched Medicaid budget won't be easy.
They still have to identify the funds. So that's really, I think, the last step in this. I don't think anybody disagrees with the policy. It's identifying the funds.
Costantino says the task of figuring out how to make the numbers work will fall to the administration of Governor-elect Phil Scott. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.